Nat Joseph was the colourful boss behind one of Britain's first successful indie labels, Transatlantic Records. It was the swinging 60s, but Nat Joseph was a dedicated follower of acoustic folk music, not Merseybeat. It was hard to find the music he loved, so he started recruiting homegrown talent, like the Dubliners, Mike Oldfield, and even Billy Connolly. Ralph McTell's Streets of London was one of Nat Joseph's biggest hits.
I think Nat saw an opportunity. Here was a subculture in the British music scene that was not being exploited because it tended to be acoustic guitar players and singers playing in the back rooms of pubs. It wasn't something for Top of the Pops, and it was spreading into the colleges and university scene. It was about the time of early Dylan and so on. And Nat decided, well, if people like this music enough to come out and listen in rather uncomfortable circumstances, maybe they'd like to listen to it in their own homes. And he offered these guys and performers record contracts. I think particularly the fantastic Burt Jantz, who was in the vanguard of it all and made what is still an unbelievably wonderful album. His first album was recorded on a reel-to-reel tape recorder and went on to sell tens of thousands of copies and open the doors for so many of us.
While I stroll on down the highway, the cars won't stop for no one.
You made three albums for Nat's label. Do you know which tracks that he particularly liked of those?
Well, I don't. I always thought he would have liked me to be more edgy. I mean, my songs were very gentle and reflective at that time. And I remember when I recorded a song called I've Thought About It, which was a bit more aggressive, he rang me up and said, "This is what we want, Ralph. We want more of this from you." But he did write to me on my 25th anniversary in the music business, and it was a lovely letter. And he said how proud he was that Transatlantic had the privilege, as he called it, of putting out Streets of London. And all I can say is that I am deeply grateful for the opportunity that gave me to make music and begin recording.
Do you have a favourite memory of Nat Joseph?
He's a little guy with tons of enthusiasm for his project. He believed in the label, and I think that it's a reflection of his personality. When the record label went pear-shaped, he still remained in the arts. He moved into theatre management. I did bump into him a few years ago in a venue somewhere where he was supporting a young relative who was playing in a band, and he was just the same, full of enthusiasm. When I think of all the people he started off, including Billy Connolly, Jerry Rafferty, you know, Pentangle, myself, and all, you know, the scene would have been a very different one without him.
Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London, show you something to make you change your mind.
Ralph McTell remembering Nat Joseph, a pioneer of independent British music.